Welcome to Thinking Aloud. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute. In Leviticus chapter 11, verse 45, it says, "For I am the Lord who brought you up out of the land of Egypt to be your God. You shall therefore be holy, for I am holy." There is no greater authority than the Lord, and there is little doubt about how His people should live. Those who claim to love God but are consumed by this world have lied to themselves and God and will pay the price. Those who believe this world was only made for them to enjoy have prostituted themselves and will find themselves worn out, anxious, lonely, depressed, angry, and eventually numb. Those who have understood and listened to God find no real lasting pleasure in the things of this world. It's not as if they have not found pleasure, for they have, in the temporary sense, and they need to continually grab the things of this life and world to satisfy in an awkward attempt to put meaning into their meaningless life. God made us to be very peculiar, to be people who are enjoying Him and enjoying one another. We're made to love God, which means obey God, so we need to know Him. We need to spend our time in God's Word and realize it's the most important activity we can do. We also need to spend time loving one another. And the best way that we can love the world around us is by pointing clearly to who God is. Nobody will find lasting pleasure in this world. The world can give us momentary pleasure. It can placate some feelings at times. But it can't give us the purpose that God put in our hearts. The things that really matter are eternal. We know for sure that God is the creator and sustainer of all life, and when He made this world, He made it with us in mind. And there's many things to enjoy, but nothing to worship. God is the only one deserving of our worship. And this world shouldn't get in the way, because if it does, we'll be disappointed one day when we get to eternity. Meaning in life comes from holy living. It comes from a life lived the way it was meant to be. It's found as one enters the narrow gate and travels the narrow road, and it will never be found in what's common. The word holy could really be translated unique. God is unique, 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 and He asks us to be unique as well. This world, there are things that are pleasurable, but God is the one that gives purpose and pleasure. And without Him, there is no purpose. I'm Dave Wager here in the studios at Silver Birch Ranch, on the campus of the Nicolay Bible Institute here in northern Wisconsin. We invite you to check our website out and see if we can serve you in the year to come.